Ali radiallahu anhu used to say, you people consider this verse to be arja ayatin fil Quran, the verse full with the most hope in the Quran. We consider, وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. O my Nabi, I will give you so much till you become happy with me. He says, we consider this verse to be the greatest hope for the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? Why? Because Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam on one occasion he said, "La arda, la arda, wa wahidun min ummati fil nar." Oh my Allah, I will never be happy as long as one ummati of mine is in Jahannam. I will never be happy as long as one ummati of mine is in Jahannam. He said this verse refers to shafaat, the intercession of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Such a Nabi, throughout the ages, Nabi upon Nabi, Nabi upon Nabi is announcing, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is coming, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is coming, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is coming. Allah, when finally the prince of humanity, the pride of humanity, the pride of Allah's creation, Tajdar-e-Madina, Janab-e-Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, finally when he comes into the world, Allah brings him in a desert. Why? Because my Nabi does not need vegetation, my Nabi is the vegetation. My Nabi does not need water, my Nabi is the water. The greatest conqueror in the annals of human history, Genghis Khan. Nobody knows what date he was born on. Nobody knows what date he died. No one knows where he is buried even. Normally, the books of history do not give space to an orphan, do not give space to a so-called inconsequential birth in the middle of the desert, to a child who doesn't even have a father, whose father has preceded him in death. Yet, by way of a miracle, every aspect of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is preserved. Born Amul Fil, the year of the elephant, 6 months after Abraha tried to attack Baytullah. Born at the time of Chasht, approximately 4:20 in the morning. 22nd of April, 571. According to the Christian calendar, according to the Islamic calendar, one call 8th, one call 12th, one call 18th, Rabiul Awal. On a Monday, passed away, 7th of June, 633, according to the Christian calendar, 12th of Rabiul Awal, Monday, at a time of Chasht, according to the Islamic calendar, period of life 22,330 days and 6 hours. Period of Nubuwwat 8,156 days. Every aspect preserved. Mother's name Amina, father's name Abdullah, midwife Shifa, foster mother Halima. This also not by chance. Ulama explained, father's name Abdullah, he was prepared in the oven of Abdiyat. Mother's name Amina, nurtured in the womb of Aman and protection. Midwife Shifa, that personality who came to cure the maladies of humanity was being born. And foster mother Halima, he drank milk from the breast of Hilm and Akhlaq. Shifa, the mother of Abdurrahman bin Auf, was the midwife. She describes his birth. She says, my Nabi was born makhtoon. There was no need to circumcise him. His circumcision had already taken place. He was born pure. There was no need to bathe him. The moment he came in the world, he went into sajda. Then he looked up to the heavens, raised up his finger and said, Allahu Akbar kabira, walhamdulillahi kathira, wa subhanallahi bukrata wa asila. Announcing to humanity that that person, that personality who was to raise the name of Allah on this earth had come into the earth. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, many years later, he says to him, O my Nabi, when you were a little baby, I already understood, I already realized and perceived that you had a great status. He said, my uncle, how did you realize this? He says, one night you were lying on a mat. It was a clear night. And I saw, as a little baby, in whichever direction you pointed, the moon moved in that direction. So he said, oh my uncle, did you see this? وَكَانَ الْقَمْرُ يُحَاقِينِي وَيُلَاغِينِي وَيَمْنَعُنِي مِنَ الْبُكَى. For other children, toys I used to placate them. For myself, Allah used the moon. Such a Nabi. Shifa says, the mother of Abdurrahman bin Auf, وَأَضَاءَ لِيَ النُّورِ مَا بَيْنَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. A light rose up, the whole east, the whole west became visible, until I, standing in the home of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at the time of his birth, I saw قُسُورَ الشَّامِ, I saw the palaces of Syria. What praise is it possible for any human being? What not of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam can any human being utter when Allah himself in the Quran makes naat of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashshiran wa nadhira wa da'iyan ila Allah bi idnihi wa sirajan munira wa ma arsalnaka illa rahmatan lil alamin wa ma arsalnaka illa kaffatan lin nas bashiran wa nadhira ma kana muhammadun aba ahadin min rijalikum walakin rasulullah wa khataman nabiyyin wa kana Allah bikulli shay'in alima wan najm idha hawa ma dhalla sahibukum wa ma ghawa wa ma yantiqu anil hawa in huwa illa wahyu yuha noon wal qalam wa ma yasturun ma anta bi ni'mati rabbika bimajnun wa inna laka la ajran ghayra mamnun wa innaka la ala khuluq عظيم تبارك الذي نزل الفرقان على عبده ليكون للعالمين نذيرا يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تقدموا بين يدي الله ورسوله واتقوا الله يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا ترفعوا أصواتكم فوق صوت النبي ولا تجهروا له بالقول إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر ياسين والقرآن الحكيم إنك لمن المرسلين. When Allah makes naat of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what praise can insan ever offer? Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu, standing on the minbar of Masjid al-Nabawi, looks towards the noble countenance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he utters those timeless words. It is doubtful whether anyone in the annals of history has uttered words in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam more eloquent than that which was uttered by the sahabi. Wa ahsana minka lam tara qattu ayni wa ajmala minka lam talid an-nisaa khuliqta mubarra'an min kulli aybi kaannaka qad khuliqta kama tashaa. He says, more magnificent than you my eyes have never seen. More beautiful than you, no woman has ever given birth to a child. خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّا مِنْ كُلِّ عَيْبِي. You have been created free from every blemish. كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ. It appears to me, O my Nabi, as if you told Allah how to create you, and on your desires Allah created you. As if you instructed Allah, O my Allah, make me like this. As if you instructed Allah, as if a conversation took place between you and Allah before your creation. كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ. Such a conversation did not take place. This is the imagery. Our youngsters, ask them to describe a cricket personality, or ask them to describe some movie star. Not only they'll describe, if that fool cuts his hair such a way irregularly so that in the middle he has a big crop and in the side it is what they call it crew cut, then they want to do the same thing. If that fool takes a knife and cuts his pants, instead of realizing him for his foolishness, that will become the latest fashion. Reverence to those who are the very treasures of society. Yet ask our youngsters, describe Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have absolutely no idea of any aspects of the physical appearance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam or of his way of life. And yet every aspect has been preserved. Sahaba did not leave anything to imagination. أطول من المربوع أقصر من المشذب. My Nabi was not very tall, nor was he short, he was of medium height. عظيم الهامة. His head was moderately large. ليس بالمطهم ولا بالمكثم. وكان في بالمكلثم وكان في وجهه التدوير. His face was not elongated and long, nor was it completely round. His face was slightly rounded. واسع الجبين. He had a broad forehead. أهدب الأشفار. His eyelashes were very long. أدعج العينين. The pupils of his eyes were very black. أشكل العين. In the whiteness of his eyes, there were red blood vessels that were running. أزج الحواجب سوابغ في غير قرن بينهما عرق يدره الغضب. His eyebrows were thin. They were dense. They would not meet in the middle. Between the two eyebrows, there was a vein which would run. When he would become angry, this vein would become pronounced. أقنى العرنين له نور يعلوه يحسبه من لم يتأمله أشم. His nose was prominent. It had a luster. Because of the luster and the light on his nose would appear to be big if someone didn't look closely. But a person who looked closely realized that because of the light, his nose appeared to be big. It was slightly pointed in the front. أبيض مليحاً أبيض مشرب أزهر اللون. He had a luminous complexion. There was his face was white, his body was white, and there was a tinge of redness on it. ضليع الفم مفلج الأسنان براق الثنايا. He had a generous mouth. His teeth were thin and point. His teeth were thin and shining. There was a gap between his teeth. Aisha radiallahu anha says, كنت أخيط في السحر. One day I was sewing in the light of, in twilight, at the time of dusk. Rasulullah, she says, فسقطت الإبرة. My needle fell down. I started looking for it. I couldn't find it. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered the home. He smiled at me. She said, when he smiled, a light shone out from the gap between his teeth, as a result of which I saw my needle and I picked it up. I related to him what had happened. He said to me, Ya Humaira, al-wail, thumma al-wail, liman hurima an-nadhru ila wajhi. What greater destruction can there be than the lot of that person who is deprived of looking at my countenance on the day of judgment? سهل الخدين. His cheeks were smooth and his cheeks were fully fleshed. كأن عنقه جيد دميا في صفاء الفضة. His neck was long and it was shining. It would shine like silver. بادن متماسك معتدل الخلق سواء البطن والصدر. بعيد ما بين المنكبين. He was broad shouldered. His joints were very proportionate and full of flesh. His chest and his stomach was in a straight line. خمسان الأخمسين. The soles of his feet were very deep. شفن الكفين والقدمين. His hands and his feet were full of flesh. Every aspect of the appearance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sahaba, out of the voice of love and muhabbat, every aspect recorded. His walking, إذا زال زال تقلعا كأنما ينحط من سبب. ذريع المشية يسوق أصحابه. When he would walk, he would lift his feet up with vigor, place it down softly on the earth, as if he was going down an incline. He would walk fast, but he would walk in such a way that he would keep his companions in front of him. His humility was such, إِذَا الْتَفَتَ إِلْتَفَتَ جَمِيعًا. If someone called him, he wouldn't look with his face towards that person, he would turn his entire body towards that person. جُلُّ نَظْرِهِ الْمُلَاحَذَةَ. His humility and haya was such, he never stared at anyone, he would glance at people, he wouldn't look directly into their face. نَظْرُهُ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ أَطْوَلْ مِنْ نَظْرِهِ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ. He would look more towards the earth than he would look towards the heaven as a result of his humility. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala says, ما رأيت شيئا أحسن من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كأن الشمس تجري في وجهه وإذا ضحك يتلألأ في الجدر. Abu Huraira says, I never saw anything more magnificent than Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. It was as if the sun shone on his face. The sun rose from his face. When he would smile, a light would shine that could be seen on the walls. Ali radiallahu anhu used to say, "Man ra'ahu badihatan habahu, wa man khalatahu ma'rifatan ahabbahu, yaqulu na'ituhu, lam ara qablahu wala ba'dahu mithlahu." That person who came upon him suddenly would be awe-inspired. As he interacted with him, automatically he would love him. The one who described him would say, "Before this and after this, I have never seen anything more magnificent than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "Ma shamamtu ambaran, wala miskan, wala shay'an, atyaba min rihi Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." He said, "I never smelled any fragrance more beautiful than the fragrance that emanated from the personality of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." The mother of Anas radiallahu anhu, once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was making siesta in her home, he was perspiring, she took a container and she collected the perspiration drops of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she said she did not possess any perfume more beautiful than that one. Jabir bin Samurah radiallahu ta'ala says, "Once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed his hand over my cheeks, I felt the coolness of his palm." He says it was as if his palm had come out of a container of itar. A child upon whose head Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed his hand, Sahaba say for that entire day it could be distinguished from the other children because of the sweet fragrance that was coming from that child. Wahab bin Munabbah says, "Inna Allah Ta'ala lam yu'ti jami'a an-nas min bad'i ad-dunya ila inqidaiha min al-aqli fi jambi aqlihi illa ka habbati ramlin bayna rimali ad-dunya." If the aql and the intelligence of every human being from Adam alayhi salam to the last person had to be put on one side, and the aql and intelligence of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam had to put on the other side, it would be comparing one grain of sand, which will be the aql of every human being, compared to all the sand of the world, the aql of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Khubayb bin Yasaf radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, "My father's eyesight became weak till he became blind. I brought him to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam blew in his eyes." He says, Allah's qasam, I saw my father putting a cotton into the eye of a needle by his own eyesight when he was 80 years of age. Abu Jahl cuts off the hand of Muawiz bin Afra radiallahu ta'ala in Badr. He brings the disjointed hand before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passes his hand over the cut off hand of Muawiz bin Afra, and the hand is restored to its original form. Habib bin Fudayk in Badr is struck on his neck so that his head is hanging on one side. He comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam picks up his head, passes his hand over the wound, and his head is restored to its original form. Such a Nabi, every aspect of his existence was a living miracle. Time is very limited. Words normally are used. Ahsan, Ajmal, Akmal, A'az, Afdal, Ashja, Abha, Askha. That's the most you can say. If you want to say someone is knowledgeable in Arabic, you say Alim. If you want to say most knowledgeable, you say A'lam. Higher than Amal, A'lam, there is nothing. But the word A'lam does not describe the knowledge of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you want to describe the Kamal, the most you can say is Akmal. Akmal falls short of him. If you want to describe generosity, what generosity? Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says, "Kana ajwadan nas bil khair." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most generous of men. And in Ramadan, he would become ajwad min al-rih al-mursala. He would become more generous than a blowing wind. On one occasion, someone brought 30,000 dirhams. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placed it on a straw mat and he started distributing it. Till everything was finished, he didn't keep back a single dirham for himself. After everything was finished, one person came and said, "I want." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Ma indi shay, I don't have anything left. Walakin ibta alay, fa idha jaana shayun qadaynahu." But nevertheless, take a loan on my name. And when some more money comes, I will pay the loan. Umar, hearing this, gets irritated. And he says, "Ya Rasulullah, ma kallafaka Allah ma la taqdir." O Nabi of Allah, Allah has not ordered you with that which you do not have the ability to do. فكره النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ذلك. Allah's Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم became upset with Umar. One Ansari who was there, he looks at Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم and he says, Ya Rasul Allah, أنفق ولا تخش من ذي العرش إخلالا. O Nabi of Allah, spend and do not fear any shortage from the owner of Allah's Arsh. فتبسم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى عرف البشر في وجهه. He smiled so that the smile, the happiness could be seen on his face. And he said, بهذا أمرت. This generosity is what Allah has ordered me with. إن الله استخلص هذا الدين لنفسه. Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم said, Allah has chosen Islam for himself. ولا يصلح لدينكم إلا السخاء وحسن الخلق. That deen which was chosen by Allah for himself, you are not worthy of that deen unless you have two qualities in you. As-sakha wa husnul khuluq. One is generosity, the other is good akhlaq. Ala fazayyinu deenakum bihima. Beautify your deen with generosity. Beautify your deen with good akhlaq and character. One person came to him, he gave him so many goats as would fill the space between two mountains. That person went back to his people and he said, Aslimu fa inna Muhammadan yu'ti ata'a man la yakhsha faqa. He said, Oh people, bring Islam, because Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam spends on the people like a person who does not fear poverty. One Sahabi came to him, a Bedouin. And he asked him for something, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave him. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked him, Ahsantu ilayk. Did I do good for you? He says, La wala ajmalta. He says, No. You did not treat me right. After having given him, he says, You did not treat me right. Sahaba took out their swords. They were very upset. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam pointed to them, put your swords away. And he went into his home and he sent for that Bedouin. That Bedouin comes into the home of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives him even more. And then he says to him, Ahsantu ilayk. Have I done good to you now? He says, Naam, fajazakallah min ahlin wa ashiratin khayra. Yes, may Allah reward you on behalf of my entire family. So then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to him, go outside now and repeat what you are saying to me to my companions. Because they were upset with you because of what you had said earlier. Now that you are saying this, they will become happy with you. I do not want that they should harbor any dislike for you in their hearts. This person goes away. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes out to his sahaba. And he says, oh my sahaba, did that person relate that conversation to you? They said, yes, naam fajazakallah min ahlin wa ashiratin khayra. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looks at his sahaba and he says, mathali wa mathalu hadha rajul. Mathali wa mathalu hadha kamathali rajulin lahu naqadun sharadat alay fattaba'aha an-nas falam yaziduha illa nufura fanadahum sahibuha khallu bayni wa bayna naqati fa ana arfaqu biha minkum wa alam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, my example and the example of this person is like the example of someone who had a camel. The camel became rebellious. The people started chasing it. As they chased it, the camel became more rebellious and it ran further and further away. Then the owner of the camel said to them, leave it between me and my camel. That is my camel. I have more love for it. I have more mercy for it. Then the owner picked up some grass from the ground, held it towards the camel. The camel came closer and closer until finally subdued it at the grass. Then the owner put the rein and subdued the camel. Then he said to his sahaba, Lo taraktukum, O my sahaba, if I left you in that condition and I left that person in that condition, you would have killed him and he would have went into Jahannam. I could not allow that to happen. On one occasion, he addressed his sahaba and he said, La yuballighuni ahadum min ahadin shay'an min ashabi. فَإِنِّي أُحِبُّ أَنْ أَخْرُجَ إِلَيْكُمْ وَأَنَا سَلِيمُ الصَّدَرِ. He said, I do not want any of you to tell me anything bad about any of my sahaba. Because whenever I meet my sahaba, whenever I meet my ummat, whenever I meet my companions, I want to meet them while my heart is absolutely clean about everyone. On one occasion he said to Anas radiallahu anhu, Ya bunayya in istata'ta an tusbiha wa tumsiya wa laysa fi qalbika ghishun li ahadin min al muslimin faf'al fa inna dhalika min sunnati. He said, Oh Anas, if you have the ability that you get up in the morning and you go to sleep at night and in your heart there is no malice, no enmity, no hatred, no jealousy for any believer, then do so, O Anas, because that is my sunnat. And he who brings alive my sunnat, he loves me, and he who loves me will be with me in Jannat. Nowadays, this ummah has become the target of negative propaganda. This tide of transgression has risen to such a level when a'udhu billah thumma na'udhu billah, even the personality of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was not spared, and it was made the target of cartoons and mockery. We were very quick verbally to raise voice in the defense of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But my respected brothers, when these trials and tribulations come from Allah, it is a time of introspection. It is a time of looking within ourselves from head to toe with regards to my children, with regards to my wife, with regards to my home. How much am I exhibiting to humanity who Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was? Like one alim mentioned recently, the whole world rose up. Who is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Who is this personality? That was a time for the 1 billion followers of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for the so-called ushaq, the lovers of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to display to the entire humanity who Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was. What was his akhlaq? What was his character? What was his compassion? What was his love for humanity? What didn't he give for his ummah? That in Uhud, he stood, is made shaheed, helmet smashed into his face, the blood is pouring down, he falls unconscious into a pit. At that juncture, sahaba say to him, Lo da'ut alayhim. O Nabi of Allah, make bad dua for them. Make bad dua for them. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, at that juncture he said, Nuh alayhi salam raised his hand and said, Rabbi la tadhar ala al-ardi min al-kafirina dayyara. O my Allah, do not leave one kafir alive on this earth. He said, if Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Uhud had to raise his hands up and make bad dua for his ummah, lahalakna min indi akhirina, wallah, every one of us would have been destroyed. Yet he raises up his hands and he addresses his sahaba, ama inni lam ub'ath la'anan. O my sahaba, I have not been sent as one who will curse my ummah. Innama bu'ithtu da'iyan wa rahmatan. Allah has sent me as a da'i. Allah has sent me as one who will finish myself in catching one person towards Jannat. Ana akhidhum bihujazikum anin nar. On one occasion he said, my example is the example of a person who is holding you by your waist to pull you from Jahannam. وَأَنْتُمْ تُفْلِتُونَ فِيهَا, and you are getting away and still going into Jahannam. إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ دَاعِيًا وَرَحْمَةً. Allah has sent me as a da'i, and Allah has sent me as a rahmat and a mercy for my ummah. Allahumma ahdi qawmi, fa innahum la ya'lamun. Oh Allah, give hidayah to my people because they do not know what they are doing. He said, Uritu ma talqa ummati min ba'di. Allah showed me all the wrongs and all the transgressions that my ummah will commit right up till qiyamah. The lies, the treachery, the cheating. Bani Israel were ordered not to fish on a Saturday. Fishing was halal. They were ordered, don't eat fish on Saturday. So they made hila. They made a plan. They put the nets on Saturday and they caught the fish on Sunday. My respected brothers, riba and interest is worse than catching fish. Zina is worse than catching fish. Disobedience of parents is worse than catching fish. Depriving the sisters and daughters of inheritance is worse than catching fish. Music, behayai and shamelessness is worse than catching fish. They broke one command of Allah. Allah ordered, Kunu qiradatan khasi'een. All of you become monkeys. If it were not for that Nabi who finished himself crying before Allah for this ummah, Shah Abdul Aziz Muhaddis Dehlvi Rahmatullah Ali, this incident took place 2 centuries ago at a time when the ummah was many million times better than what it was today, what it is today. When he would go to give the Jummah khutbah in the Masjid of Delhi, he would tie his turban such a way that the loose end of his turban would cover his eyes. He did that the first week. He did that the second week. He did that the third week. Then his student Fasihuddin said to him, Hazrat, why are you blocking your eyes? So he said, Fasihuddin, what must I tell you? He lifts his turban up and he places it on the head of his student Fasihuddin. And he says, now look at the majma. Fasihuddin is absolutely shocked. In a majma of 4,000 to 5,000 people, he sees only 4 or 5 people looking like human beings. The rest look like animals. If that Nabi, night upon night, day upon day, crying before Allah in Arafat, 5 hours in the burning sun, crying, oh Allah, my ummah, oh Allah, my ummah. Understand, my respected brothers, those tears were not for Fatima or for Zainab or for his daughters. Three of his daughters in his lifetime, he already buried them and saw their jannat. And the fourth one, Fatima, in his lifetime, he told her, Sayyidatun Nisa'i Ahlil Jannah, you are the queen of the women of jannat. The tears were not for Hassan and Hussein, Sayyida Shababi Ahlil Jannah. Those tears were not for Abu Bakr and Umar. Abu Bakr fil Jannah, Umar fil Jannah, Uthman fil Jannah, Ali fil Jannah, Talha fil Jannah, Zubair fil Jannah, Abdul Rahman bin Auf fil Jannah, Saad bin Abi Waqqas fil Jannah, Saeed bin Zayd fil Jannah, Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah fil Jannah. And Badri Sahaba, La'alla Allah Ta'ala ittala ala ahli Badrin, faqala ya'malu ma shaytum fa inni ghafartu lakum. Allah looked at the Sahaba of Badr and said, from now till you die, do what you want to do, you are already Jannatis. And for the whole of Sahaba, وَكُلًّا وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى. Allah said, every Sahabi, Allah has promised them Jannat. That crying was not for those companions. The tears were for you and I. So that at the time of Maghrib, when he is told, O my Nabi, I have forgiven your entire ummah except the zalim, the one who will oppress the rights of others. Besides him, I have forgiven everyone. He is still not satisfied. Allahumma innaka qadirun ala an tuthiba hadha al-madhloom khayran min madhlimatihi wa taghfira li hadha al-zalim. Oh Allah, you have the power to pay the mazloom back more than what he was oppressed and forgive the zalim also. In Muzdalifah, that dua was accepted. He says, Allah showed me all the wrongs of my ummah till Qiyamah, the manner in which they will spill the blood of one another, the manner in which the homosexuality of Lut alayhi salam's people and the cheating in trade of commerce of Shuaib alayhi salam's people and the deception of government office of the time of Fir'aun and Harun and Qarun and the deception of wealth of Qarun, crime upon crime of the nations of the past, it was shown to me how my ummah will do the same things. When this was shown to me, I raised my hand, فَسَأَلْتُ اللَّهُ أَنْ يُعْطِيَنِي شَفَاعَةً يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. I beg my Allah, oh my Allah, give me shafaat, give me sifarish on the day of judgment. Let me intercede. On one occasion, he addressed a sahabi and he said, نِعْمَ الرَّجُلْ أَنَا لِشِرَارِ أُمَّتِي. What a good person I am. What a fortunate person I am for the evil ones of my ummah. For the evil ones. فَقَالَ رَجُلٌ مِّن مُزَيْنَا. This person was from Muzayna. He said, أَنْتَ لِشِرَارِهِمْ فَكَيْفَ لِخِيَارِهِمْ. If you are good for the evil ones, how good you must be for the good ones. He said, خِيَارُ أُمَّتِي يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةَ بِعَمَالِهِمْ. The good ones will enter into Jannah through their own a'mal. But شِرَارُ أُمَّتِي يَنْتَذِرُونَ شَفَاعَتِي. The evil ones like you and I will wait for my shafa'at. They will wait for my shafaat and Allah will make it halal for me on the day of judgment. One occasion he said, خُيِّرْتُ بَيْنَ أَنْ يَدْخُلَ نِصْفُ أُمَّةِ الْجَنَّةِ وَبَيْنَ الشَّفَاعَةِ. Allah gave me a choice. Half your ummah. Half your ummah, I guarantee their jannat. Or I give you shafaat and intercession. فَاخْتَرْتُ الشَّفَاعَةِ. I chose shafaat. لِأَنَّهَا أَعَمْ. Because it is more comprehensive than half. أَتَرَوْنَهَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. You people think my shafaat is for those who have taqwa. وَلَكِنَّهَا لِلْمُذْنِبِينَ الْخَطَائِينَ. But on the day of judgment, I will be looking for the sinners of my ummah. On one occasion, someone said to him, O Nabi of Allah, أَلَا سَأَلْتَ رَبَّكَ مُلْكًا كَمُلْكِ سُلَيْمَانَ. Why don't you make dua to Allah to give you a kingdom like the kingdom of Sulaiman alayhi salam? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled and he said, لَعَلَّ لِصَاحِبِكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَفْضَلَ مِنْ مُلْكِ سُلَيْمَانَ. Allah has given your Nabi greater than the kingdom of Sulaiman alayhi salam. إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى لَمْ يَبْعَثْ نَبِيًّا إِلَّا أَعْطَاهُ دَعْوَةً. Allah did not send any Nabi, but he gave him one maqbool dua. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ اتَّخَذَا دُنْيًا فَأُعْطِيَهَا. Some Nabis use that dua for dunya. Sulaiman al-Islam said, رَبِّ هَبْلِي مُلْكًا لَا يَمْبَغِي لِأَحَدٍ مِّنْ بَعْدِي. Oh Allah, give me a kingdom like no one ever received. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ دَعَالَ قَوْمِهِ لَمَّا عَصُوا فَأُهْلِكُوا بِهَا. Some Anbiya, when their nations transgressed and there was no hope for them to accept Iman, used that dua to invite the destruction of their people. Allah sent me also as a Nabi and Allah gave me one dua also. I did not use that dua for Fatima or for Hassan and Hussein or for my family. I reserved that dua and I said, Oh my Allah, on the day of judgment, when in hordes my ummah will be going towards Jahannam, at that time, give me that accepted dua. I will make sifarish for my ummah. So much sifarish, so much intercession to Jahannam and back, taking out ummati upon ummati, ummati upon ummati, until it comes in one riwayat that Malik, the keeper of Jahannam, will say, Ya Muhammad, ma tarakta li ghadabi rabbika fi ummatika min niqma. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have left no space for the anger of your Rabb for this ummah. In this world and on the day of judgment, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left no stone unturned for his ummah. Everything was given. His family members were slaughtered. The home was emptied. The day and night cry of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was this ummah. And yet today this ummah, the very janaza of his sunnah is coming out of our homes. Look at our children. Look at our wives. Look at our homes. What legacy are we leaving behind? What seed are we planting in those homes? What seed are we planting in the hearts of our children? When we made bagawat, when we by our action showed our enmity for the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But what progeny are we bringing forth tomorrow? Could we not find anyone else to show our transgression towards? Could we find no one else to show our enmity towards? The destruction, wallah, wallah, the destruction of the seven heavens and the seven earths is not as great a crime as the utterance of this ummati that it is only sunnat. It is only sunnat, in other words, it can be left out. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi, on this incident I will terminate. Once he was making safar with his companions. That time he was far away from deen. They came to a stream. They all took their clothes off and started bathing. He had heard a hadith. Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir fala yadkhulil hammam illa bimi'zar. That person who believes in Allah and in akhirat, he should not enter a public bathing place except if he is covered. He remembered that hadith, as a result of which he did not bathe. That night when he was sleeping, he sees a dream. In his dream, a voice calls out to him, Ya Ahmad, Abshir, Qad Ghafarallahu Laka, Bi Isti'amalika Sunnah. Oh Ahmad, become happy. Allah has forgiven all your sins. Why? Because you brought alive one sunnat of Habibullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because of that one sunnat, Allah has forgiven all your sins. وَجَعَلَكَ إِمَامًا يُقْتَدَى بِهِ. And Allah has made the decision that you will be an imam and millions will follow you. Because of one sunnat. Rabi'ul Awwal, my respected brothers, is not a month for us to just sing poems in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or for us to just have seerah jalsas, or for us to realize the importance of keeping the name of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like some people, Ghulam Nabi, Ghulam Rasul, Muhammad. The plight of the ummah is in front of us. That verse of the Quran we mentioned in the beginning, that day is going to come when they will lower their heads in disgrace and they will say, Allah, today we have seen, today we have heard, today we have understood. It does not mean they were blind in this world. It does not mean they were deaf in this world. It does not mean that they did not have understanding in this world. But Quran has declared, وَلَقَدْ ذَرَعْنَا لِجَهَنَّمَ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ آيُنٌ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ آذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ. The meaning of the verse, Allah says, whether it is Einstein, whether it is Newton, whether it is the intelligentsia of our time, or whether it is the superpowers of the day, no matter who it may be, only one individual had true sight, true hearing, and true understanding, and that was Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you see with any other sight, if you hear with any other hearing, if you understand with any other understanding, lahum qulub la yafqahuna biha. They have hearts, but they have not understood. They have eyes, but they have not seen. They have ears, but they have not heard. أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلْ. They are like animals. No, they are worse than animals. Insan is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Character is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Personality is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dressing is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Business according to his tariqah. Marriage according to his tariqah. Living with our wives according to his tariqah. Living with our children according to his tariqah. Like whiteness can never be separated from milk, and like sweetness can never be separated from honey, and like fragrance can never be separated from a flower. Wallah, the success of dunya, qabr, and akhirat, the success of the love of Allah and the closeness of Allah and Jannat can never ever be separated in any era or any age from the tariqah and pattern and mold and color of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. To learn this love for sunnah, love for his way of life, to make his day our day, to make his night our night, to raise his way of life in the entire world, and to take the whole of humanity out of animalism and teach them what insaniyat is. For this reason, this call is made to strive in the path of Allah like Sahaba strove. That this life is not our life, this wealth is not our wealth. We are not saying that go in the path of Allah so that you become a member of the Tabligh Jamaat. This is not a Jamaat, this is not an organization. That person who in the Elan, we heard over and over again, we heard over and over again to such an extent that Allah forgive us, many of us can't even wait for him to finish his message and we wake up and walk away. The success of dunya and the success of qabr and the success of akhirat lies in the command of Allah, in the mold and pattern of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Tabligh Jamaat is not a Jamaat or an organization. Tabligh Jamaat is to teach us the ghulami of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to teach us the slavery of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to teach us the mold of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to bring our masjids alive, to bring our homes alive, bring the taaleem in our homes, bring the fikr of deen in our lives. Understand, my respected brothers, that Imam says Allahu Akbar, the Muqtadi says Allahu Akbar. Imam goes into ruku, the Muqtadi goes into ruku. If Imam has made niyat for Zuhr and the Muqtadi has made niyat for Asr, his namaz will never ever be made. If we follow Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam outwardly and the cry in the heart is not the cry of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then my respected brothers, the true closeness of Allah we will never ever smell. Qalban wa qaliban, inwardly, outwardly, our fikr, our concern, our cry has to become that of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every one of us, take the message of Rabiul Awwal. This was the month when the darkness of the world was dispelled and the light of humanity was brought. In the same way, my respected brothers, like our Nabi was a light and like our Nabi was a rahmat, may Allah make us a light and may Allah make us a rahmat. May Allah accept us, our lives and our wealth and every last breath in our bodies for the effort of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and for the way of life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.